We've been working on our coordinated rush, and that's what we've been lacking. You know, nobody lacks ability to get to the passer. Nobody lacks really anything. All we're lacking is communication and coordination, and those are the key factors in order to rush the passer. You know, I was watching Chicago defense on film the other day, and what makes them good is not just that they got good players, but those guys communicate. And they understand what's going on with the rush, and you know we got a group of young guys, so it's a little harder to really flip that switch. But I think you know, in due time we'll all get it and start rushing the passer together, because it definitely takes four to bring down one quarterback.
You said you watch the Bears, of course, but they don't really have to blitz too much because their defensive front gets pressure, and the back seven can do the rest, right?
Exactly. You know, and those guys they coordinate it. You know what I mean? Like, they understand the protections, and they understand the grand scheme of things. So that's all we got to do, you know, play a little smarter. I got to play a lot smarter. I'm playing hard, you know. You can give it all you got, but you still got to have a train of thought, you know, in the midst of it. So I think, you know, now I'm going to start playing a little smarter, you know what I mean, and get these guys coordinated, man, because, you know, we definitely have what it takes in this room. We just got to do it.
Likely we'll see a few more snaps this week, but you got to get to the quarterback. That's been, first game of the year, two sacks, but that's the goal of this line, right?
Obviously, yeah, we're taking the responsibility of getting the quarterback. That's on the defensive line, and we got to take accountability. We got to check ourselves in the mirror and do a better job, and that's what we've been practicing, you know, this week and in the practice, and hopefully it's going to be unleashed in the game.
Jeremy just told us that it's communication amongst the defensive linemen. How do you work on that?
You know, we just gotta stay. We gotta stay out there, baby, talking to each other. Sometimes, you know, you get in the game and guys stay silent. It's just every man doing his job, and then be on the same page. If we're on the same page, we can't do any wrong. You know, a lot of times that we've been having problems is when we're not on the same page.
What do you have to do personally to get better on your game? I know it's a week back. You're in your second week back. What personally are you working on technically to get better?
Obviously, just getting my speed back, you know, getting used to like all my looks, getting that back, and this, you know, always working on, you know, improving on pass rushing. It's what we do as a defensive line, and that's something I need to work on. So I've been working on that every single day.
Yeah, you know, we got to put pressure on the quarterback, and that's what we're harping on this weekend.
Tell us about the communication between the linemen. How has that improved in practice this week, and how do you bring that to a ball game?
That's what we focused on this week, just communicating across the line, and that's what we've been doing, and that should be an effect on the pass rush.
What did you see from the Chicago offensive line? And don't give away any secrets, obviously, but what did you see Monday night and in film?
They're a good offensive line. They put up points, and they protect Cutler. So we got to be relentless and get after them.
What do you have to do to get better from the inside, getting the pass rush?
We got to help them out. We got to work hand in hand. And, you know, our job is to push the pocket. Their job is to get up the field. And you know, once we get cohesive on that and, you know where guys are going to be, you know, we'll get the sacks. We just got to be patient and, you know, work together. You know, everybody wants to go out there and get sacks. That's what D-linemen want to do. But, you know, if you're working individually, you're not going to get there. So, you know, we just got to be coordinated and, you know, things work out.
Are you close?
Yeah, we're real close. You know, we just got to, you know, get back to the small things, the fundamentals, you know, our steps and, you know, crowding the ball a little bit more, things like that. And, you know, getting off the ball, you know, like our hair is on fire. And, you know, we'll get it. And, you know, we got excellent opportunity this week with a quarterback who likes to make plays. And, you know, or to beat this team, we'll have to get pressure on him.
Tell us about the run game for the Bears. Forte, what does he bring?
He's quick. He's smart. He gets to where he wants to go really fast, and we got gang tackle. You know, he's good at making one guy miss all the time, and you know when Puzzlesny gets there, and you know our ends get there, you know we got to come in waves and we got to hit them, and you know they got excellent backup. You know Michael Bush, who probably could start anywhere else in the league, and you know he's a bigger back, and the same thing, we'll have to gang tackle him, and force Cutler to beat us, and that's when the D line comes in and get pressure on the quarterback.
When you get pressure, Cutler will start to run, and that's when he can make some plays. That's also when he can make some mistakes too, right?
Right. You know, you watch film on them, you know, the past few games, you know, guys that have, you know, gotten to him, you know, specifically Green Bay, you know, the back end was doing their job and the front was hunting. So that's what we'll have to do. You know, our back seven to do their job to make him hold the ball, and, you know, we'll have to get there.